And then we decided that instead of having an every other year event, you know, just thinking about the needs of our community, particularly hunger, which is one of the more disturbing needs, we just came to the conclusion that it's you know, hunger doesn't take a year off. And so we decided to have it every year versus every other year. And we decided to bring it downtown versus it traditionally was usually in the suburbs. One time it was at the Community Folk Arts Center. So we wanted it to be more visible in that way. Also to send a message, you know, during the business hours about this sort of thing versus extracurricular.
Great. Any idea how many people are involved in planning the event or making bowls?
With the people making bowls, we had about 25 to 30 people making bowls from the university, and that's not counting other members from the community who would come in outside of the university. Or at the clay company called Clayscapes has their own community studio, and so they have classes, and there's certainly a lot of people from that studio that contributed. We only sign them EB for empty bowls. We don't want to have any sort of authorship to it, you know, because we don't want individuals to buy a piece because it's so-and-so's piece versus somebody else's. We much rather remain anonymous to really focus on the message. For the students who did make bowls and who are here either serving soup or asking questions about, answering questions about the bowls, it's really... it's a wonderful for them to see people admire their bowls, the group effort, and to get such a positive response out of sharing their time and talents. And it's a nice way, because once these bowls leave the building today, you know, they may probably never see them again. But they had a very memorable farewell.
And just sort of round things out, any idea how much will be donated to the Interreligious Food Consortium or
well,
how many people were here today?
Last 2 years, we were able to raise $16,000, which, you know, at $20 a bowl is about, obviously, $800. And not 800 people necessarily showed up because some people would buy many, many bowls. But nonetheless, we feel, you know, anything around that figure or more certainly is hoped for. We it's hard to translate that into a how that goes right directly to the community, but there is sort of this rubric involved where $16,000 translates roughly into about 12,500 emergency pantry meals. So that's a lot of dinners, you know, for people in the community. And so that is, that's what it's all about.